The library at Macomb High School has a new name. It's been dedicated in honor of a civil rights leader who grew up in Macomb and who says the lessons he learned there guided him through his life.
Thank you, my brother.
Dr. C.T. Vivian received a standing ovation before and after he spoke to the students and community leaders who filled the high school auditorium. The Reverend Vivian said the books he read while in school influenced him. He also learned from standing up to a schoolyard bully while he attended Lincoln Elementary.
Everything that's happened since then came from the fact that I realized you never take what you know is inhuman treatment.
Vivian said it's better to face a problem or challenge head-on than to duck it.
And please open the new C.T. Vivian Library.
After the ceremony, Vivian cut the ribbon to officially open the renamed library. He hopes it inspires students to read and to get engaged in causes. A big current cause for Vivian is the influx of money in politics. He said the U.S. Supreme Court has allowed money to be used as the vote.
How long will we have before we do not really have a democratic society? That's the real fear. And I hope before I die, I will at least be in on that.
Vivian is aged 91, but it sounds as though he's not ready to slow down. And he'll keep busy the rest of the weekend in Macomb. A ceremony will be held to name a section of North Lafayette Street in honor of him, and he'll serve as Grand Marshal for Western Illinois University's homecoming. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.